one group of people heading to Lambeau Field is that of the New York Football Giants. They beat the Falcons yesterday 24-2. Falcons only have a safety, first time that that's ever happened. Brian Caravu has had his eye on the NFL action all weekend. He joins us from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, nice to talk with you this morning. How you doing?
Very good. The Giants are going to be coming in for a little more football weather in January in Green Bay, other than the 40s we've been having lately.
Yeah, the Giants, a team, however, that's kind of accustomed to weather like this. They looked pretty good yesterday. Their defense was hitting on all cylinders. The offense started off a little slow, but was able to pick it up. Do they have the team? First impression, we've seen them once before this year, but watching them yesterday, do they have the team that can come back into Lambeau Field and knock off the number one seed Green Bay Packers?
They do have what it takes. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say they're going to do it, but I think they do have a team that can give the Packers a run. I am a fan of momentum in any sport. If you get on a roll and you're hot, you start believing in yourself, and I think that's what the Giants have going for them right now. They're on a roll, and they're going to come into Green Bay pumped up to for a repeat of what happened in the 2007 NFC Championship game a couple years ago.
A lot of people are already drawing comparisons to this Giants team to the one that won the Super Bowl in 2007. You'll remember they beat the New England Patriots, who were going for a 19-0 undefeated record. The Giants and Patriots had a hard-fought battle in the regular season. The Giants lost, but Eli Manning was interviewed after that game, and he was almost happy just because they knew they could compete with the Patriots. A month later, they beat them. I kind of saw the same thing out of the Giants when they lost to the Packers. Obviously, you're disappointed you lose, but the Giants seem to think, okay, if we can get the Packers one more time, we'll knock them off. How do you think, from the Packers' standpoint, they deal with a team who really isn't afraid of them?
I think the Packers just do what they've been doing all season long. They beat the Giants already once this season, and that was on the road. Now they get the home game, and I think they think they can beat the Giants in Lambeau Field. So they just do what they've been doing all season. Aaron Rodgers has just got to be himself. You know, he's had an MVP year. If he just does what he's been doing, the Packers should stand a good chance of sticking with this Giants team.
Packers-Giants will play at 3:30 on Sunday. The coverage begins right here on K107.1 at 1 o'clock. We'll be kind of previewing the game throughout the week here and a little bit more with Brian on Friday. Now, the Packers, one difference from this team this year to last year's team, they're a little bit more healthy, I think. What can you tell us about who's hurt and who might not play?
Yeah, the Packers are as healthy right now as they about as they can get. The only guy who didn't practice the last day of practice last week was running back James Starks. So aside from him, and there's even a good chance he'll be ready to go by the time Sunday rolls around, you know, after getting this week off and just a little bit more time to recover and recuperate. So, you know, apart from him, they're pretty much healthy. Greg Jennings is back. Brian Bulaga is back. So the Packers are going to be healthy and ready to duke it out with the Giants.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And, Brian, we'll chat with you a little bit more on Friday at the same time as we get ready. We'll take your prediction then. I want to ask you one other question. Are you on the Tebow train or not?
It's hard to deny what he's done. It's not always the prettiest, but, you know, all he does is win, as they say.
Well, I do not want to see the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. I'll just say that. But we got a long way to go, and we'll try to get the win against the Giants this Sunday. Again, coverage right here on K107.1. Brian, we'll talk with you again later in the week. Thanks for joining us.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com.